Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle. And you know us, we are your friendly people dashboard company. That's right. We know all you HR and people leaders want to be data driven, but we know that you're also using a bunch of different systems that's causing you to export messy spreadsheets and then try to pull all of them together. And it's painful. You might be doing it at 2 a.m. or you're trying to pass it off to somebody else. And we know that's just not the best way to get things done. So that's why we created your very own People Dashboard that has pre-built API connectors to the best-in-breed systems that we know you're using. Systems like Namely, Greenhouse, Bamboo HR, Zenefits, Trinet, ADP, Glassdoor, etc. All you have to do is just pull all the data from those systems into one place so that you can view, track, and share all your people data. But that's enough about us because we have a great guest today. So please help me welcome to the show Amanda Harris, HR Director at Springbox, and today we're going to discuss how to help working parents transition to working from home. Amanda, welcome to the show. Woo! Amanda!
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
Thank you for taking time. Really appreciate it. So, Amanda, we're going to kick this thing off the way that we always do, which is asking you, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
Oh, well, it started a long time ago. I was working as an office manager and realized that I was really doing a lot of the same stuff as our human resources department was doing. And so decided to enroll in school and get my degree in HR. And, you know, the rest was really history. I really felt a passion to really be an advocate for employees and for the companies and really just be that bridge to kind of help support both the best that I can.
Got it. And if you could give us a quick summary about Springbox, specifically around headcount, where you're located, and what your company does.
Sure. So Springbox is a digital media marketing agency. We're part of the Profit Company umbrella, and we have about 75 employees between Austin, Chicago, and Seattle that report directly into Springbox. And then Profit as a whole is about a 500 employee company. And so Springbox really is a great agency that will help be the consultants that you need in order to get the right customers that you're looking for. They help build digital brand and awareness for our clients and have worked with a large variety of local and global clients.
Awesome. So our topic today is how to help working parents transition to working from home. And I'm sure this is going to be a hot topic, a very interesting topic, not only to HR and people leaders, but also to anyone working at a company that either has children themselves or is managing a team with people who have children. So I first want to start off by saying, what do you think was one of the biggest issues pre-COVID with working parents who have children before work from home was forced upon a lot of people? Because there are some people out there saying that it's interesting that it took something like COVID to create a more well-balanced work environment for people with children. So what do you think overall the state of working parents with children in the workforce was pre-COVID?
Yeah, so I think that you know, we were all very much in a routine of, you know, drop the kids off at school or daycare and get to work. And, you know, you're away from your children for 8 to 10 hours a day, some people even more. And so, you know, going from having very clear, distinct times that you're around your children or your family to being at work has definitely changed dramatically with COVID making it to where a majority of people who are working from home and having their kids in home, it's been a very difficult transition in order to separate those times between work and between teaching and keeping them active and engaged. So I think there was certainly a very big definition in the time, I think, that we were expected, you know, or understood to be with our family. I know that kind of sounds awful to say, but it's you know, it's true. And so now we're having to push it all together. And I think that's where we are starting to see a lot of stress and anxiety come up between our employees who are parents.
Do you think there are more people who actually prefer the way it was pre-COVID because they needed that time to be away from their kids, to be an adult, have adult conversations, be somewhere where they get to fulfill their dreams, passion, whatever they're doing? Or do you think for the most part, people were really working too hard, didn't really have the flexibility, was too tethered to their computer or wherever they work, even if it's out of the office, and more people actually wanted to spend more time with their children?
That's a great question. I think that if we look really hard, I mean, obviously there's going to be, you know, two schools of thought, right? There's some people who just really only live to work, and others just work to live. And so I think I would say from our pool of people, of parents, that yeah, there is that want and need to have that clear distinction between being a parent and then being an employee. I think that it doesn't mean that you're a bad parent, and it doesn't mean that you're a bad employee if you prefer, you know, being home with your kid all day either. It just, you know, it's, I think that there is that need and desire to separate those two things because, I mean, it's hard doing both of those together.
Got it. So now COVID has really punched all systems, all processes, all routines in the face and said, you know what? You thought you had a plan. Now you don't. Figure it out. So now we've been thrown into this place where employees who have children are now trying to figure out, am I going to go back to the office? Do I want to go back to the office? Is it safe to go back to the office? Am I even able to go back to the office because their kids might not have a school and or daycare or place to go? So then what does that look like? If they can go back to school, is it safe for them to go back? I mean, there's so many variables there. So how are you and your company thinking about those things?
So we are kind of getting a pulse check with our employees who are parents. We are checking in with them through a survey, and then I'm also doing one-on-ones with each of them just to kind of get an understanding of, you know, what are you thinking of doing? Not to say that there's a right or wrong answer, but just what are you planning on doing for your family, for your child, and how can we help support you? So those one-on-ones are things that we have started doing since school is starting back fairly soon for most of our parents. Another thing that we have been doing is also really reiterating the fact that flexible working schedules is absolutely going to be accommodated. Now, the hard thing from a business perspective is that every employee has a child, if not more, that are in different schools, which also means different school schedules. And so if parents are now required to be teachers and employees as well, you know, we're trying to do what we can to say, like, if you need to block your calendar off for an hour and a half in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon, go ahead and block your calendar off. Let's let our project teams know that you're going to be off during that time and that you'll, you know, return to work after your calendar is reopened. And really just trying to reiterate that with the rest of the company that, like, hey, even if you don't have children and you're just working on a project with other people who do have children, that, you know, we're really asking for you to have grace and understanding and, you know, understand that this is it's going to be very stressful. And so we're definitely sharing that information and encouraging people to come up with a plan, come up with a schedule for what work looks like for you. And we fully understand as a leadership team that it's going to be different for every individual. So that's another aspect of it. And then we're also reiterating and just kind of making sure that our employees are educated in the services that we offer regarding to health. And that also includes, mental health. And so we have a few different services that we use for like virtual therapy. So we're reminding our employees in general, but also just kind of making sure that our parents have that information as well, that, you know, this is going to be a long stretch of stress and frustration, and people handle it all differently. And even if you think you're doing a great job, it doesn't hurt to talk to somebody and make sure that you're able to share those thoughts and those feelings with a professional. And then we also take time to give them a break by kind of having fun, whether it's, you know, doing yoga or taking a step away from like having a shorter work week. You know, Friday afternoon, if you're done with, you know, work, or you just mentally cannot take any more on, we're encouraging them to take that the rest of that day off as well. And so it really has been great of our leadership team to really share with the rest of the company, like, hey, we're doing this and I'm taking this afternoon off. And, you know, I talked to one of our virtual therapists by using the app here. So it's been really great to see our leadership really show that they are supportive of all of these, you know, initiatives that we're trying to do, and not just say like, yeah, it's okay for you to do it, but I'm not going to do it, you know? So those are some of the areas that we're trying to help. And then we, you know, also have said, if there's something that we're missing or an area that we're not focusing on, please let us know so that we can help you guys out.
Historically, a lot of people and employees, especially in the U.S., have been burnt out because they see that a certain type of work pattern and behavior is rewarded. Mm. And a lot of the times that work pattern and behavior is getting there early, staying late, always being on call, working until you're exhausted to show your dedication, your loyalty, and that you're a hard worker. And so I'm curious, how do you think that working parents who hear they can have these flexible schedules, knowing that they're potentially competing against others who don't have kids, will actually be really comfortable in taking that and being as flexible as possible and saying to their teams or to their boss or whoever they need to talk to, I need this time off, I need this time off? And how do you make them understand and let them know that they won't be looked over for promotion, or they won't be looked at as less of a team player, or they won't be looked at as a person who you may not need them, since so many people are getting fired during this time now or getting let go? How do you do that in a time where you need them to be productive, but at the same time, you want to allow them to know that it's safe to actually implement this flexibility that you're encouraging them to do in the first place?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. That is something that historically we have seen within pretty much every company I've been at. So honestly, I would say that it's going to have to start with leadership at every company. Like I mentioned before, our leadership has done a great job of actually showing, and reiterating to our staff that this is important and we are accepting of it. We are not judging you. We're not holding anything against you for taking time off that you need or doing the, you know, stretching your work days to look different than somebody who doesn't have a child. So I would say that it honestly has to start with leadership. I think across the board, something that COVID has shown to companies is that one, our workforce can work remotely and they can still be productive. And I think that with seeing that and really relying on your employees to still get the work done at home, you're going to have to also give them that ability to do it when they are able to do it. So it's not just where, but also when. Now, you know, it's different if you have an employee that's not doing anything, then yeah, that's entirely different. But I think as a whole, our leadership at every company needs to be able to redirect their expectations on what the work day looks like and allow that the work output to be what the end goal actually is. So I would absolutely say that leadership is where it's going to start at. Fortunately for us, we are also doing fall reviews and promotions. And so our staff will immediately see that there will be people who, you know, get promoted who are parents or who have taken extensive time off to care for their children or to help teach them and stuff. So we're also hoping to show that, like, see, this is, we really do mean what we're saying, you know, you're not going anywhere. So, and I mean, I think that those are, and then just continue to have those conversations to make it something that is a norm. Like everyone has figured out by now, there's no going back to the way things used to be. We have to reestablish new norms. And I think this needs to be one of them, at least, you know, until it's safe for us to start returning our kids to school and start returning our employees back to the office.
Right. And then to end this interview, I like to make every episode as actionable as possible. So if you could help the HR leaders who have been hanging on to every word that you've been saying during this interview, if you could help them understand how do they roll this out so that they can leave here with something tangible, what does that look like? Is this a document that you're putting together? Is this going in your company intranet? Is this purely through conversation? And if so, is it a town hall? Is it HR speaking to everyone? Is it HR speaking to managers and then managers speaking to employees? What does this look like in regards to what you believe is the best way to roll this out so that people understand it, they internalize it, and everyone recognizes it as something that's great for everyone?
So I think that we are, in order to normalize this entire new way of working, especially, you know, for specifically for parents, I think it's going to be a little bit of everything that you mentioned. I think that we're going to have to start talking about it in our town halls. We use Slack, so using the Slack channel in order to just kind of help keep everybody informed. Definitely having our leadership team addressing it, especially, you know, during meetings and stuff. And additionally, you know, having members of HR and also direct managers really talk about this is what we're planning on doing for sure. But we also use an intranet. And so we kind of have an internal blog that's going on and on the intranet. And so we'll share that on our intranet as well. So yeah, I think in order to make this flexible working environment a new norm for us, we're really just going to have to over-communicate as much as possible.
Amanda, thank you so much for being such an awesome podcast guest and really providing your expertise, your opinions, and all this great information about this topic. So we just wanted to give you a big round of applause to say thank you, Amanda. Woo!
Thank you so much. I enjoyed being here.
So where can we find you and Springbox online?
So Springbox is, you can look for Springbox, a profit company. We are, again, headquartered in Austin, Texas, but profit as a whole is throughout the United States. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm Amanda Harris, Sherm CP, and titled Human Resource Director at Springbox.
Awesome. And we'll definitely put all that information in the show notes so you can learn more about the company and reach out to Amanda if you have any questions about this.
Absolutely.
So if this is the very first time that you've listened to an Employee Cycle podcast and you came here because you're already a huge mega super fan of Amanda, or you thought that this topic was really compelling, but now you're hungry for more episodes, then please subscribe to the Employee Cycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Google Reviews or wherever you can leave a review to show that we did a good job. And last but not least, all of you HR and people leaders, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids. We'll be right back.